You know, okay. Waiting patiently. Please go easy on him.
Recording in progress.
Charlie, maybe you have one or two?
Sure. Charlie, congratulations. I know you already scored for the team, but what was it feeling like to get your first start and to, you know, score at home?
Thank you. Scoring at home was like a big dream of mine, like short-term dream, and like I'm really happy that I've achieved it. Because like at school today, I was like telling all my friends I was gonna score, and I did. And I'd like to like thank the coach, all my teammates, and the coach for like believing in me.
Thank you,
Tom. So I'm curious, what does a typical like weekday look for you like this with the game tonight, obviously, and stuff before?
So I wake up, I go to training, and then after training, I open my computer and just do e-learn work. Yeah.
One of your kind of mentors and leaders in the room has been Brian Wright, if I'm correct. So, you know, to be able to kind of step into his shoes for today and score a tidy finish like he has been doing all season, I'm just wondering if that, maybe if he'll give you an extra pound on the back for that.
Yeah, Brian's been good to me, and even before the game when I was getting my start, he just gave me like motivation for the game.
Thank you, Charlie. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Any other questions, Jacob?
You mentioned that you said you were going to score a goal for this match from school. What do you think at school is going to have the massive reaction for you when you get to school?
Like, they're just gonna be really happy for me because a lot of them have like known me since grade 9 and now I'm in grade 11. So it's like seeing me grow, it's like probably good for them to see.
You had some people in the crowd tonight, your mom, your dad, your sister.
Yeah.
What do you think it means to them for you to have that moment tonight?
Oh, really good, because they were like really happy for me when I told them I was gonna start and I scored, so it was even better.
You want to reveal to everyone what happened when you found out that you didn't start the game yesterday from the coach?
I was supposed to like text my parents, but I accidentally texted in like the main team group chat.
Did they give you a hard time or?
Yeah, everyone was like giving me stick for it.
What's it been like as a 16-year-old, but having to walk into a locker room with guys that are 29, 30, 31? Like what kind of transition has that been like for you?
At the start, it was like a new change for me because I'm used to people my own age, but now like everyone's much older. But now I've adjusted and I try to learn as much from them every single day.
Hey, what a great job this kid did. Hey, well done. First thing you've done,
dusted, that's it.
Thank you.
Yeah, great.
Thank you, Sean.
Next. See you in the new play. Any comments from John?
Yeah, very much.
That's it.
Okay, mind a few words.
Yeah. Hi, how are you?
Good.
Okay.
No, well, I mean, we won the game. We won the game. We were better in the possession. We were better in defense. We were better as a team. We were better in the duels. The scoreboard just is a draw, you know. But I think sometimes it happens in football when you do everything to win the game and then you just can't put it in the net, right? We had the first half, the opportunity to be maybe 2-0, 3-0, with all respect, in a very nice way, having the possession, having the transit of the ball, looking for the channels, finding the lines of passes, approximations. I mean, we were superior in the development of the game, but unfortunately, we couldn't put the goal in the net in the second or third goal that we had opportunities and they managed to get two times to our box and just convert. And we conceded a goal that we shouldn't have. It was a big mistake in minute 44 of the game. And we paid. And then from there we adjust in the halftime. some situations tactically, some situations mentally, emotionally, regarding positioning. And we came out well. We came out playing good football. Again, trying our best. 60% of possession, 14 attempts to approximation to the box, 6 corner kicks, and we were good in the set piece. We did well also. So, nothing. Football is like this. Sometimes we need to understand that not always. You know, victory is very envy. You know, it's not always on your side. Even when you play good, even when you do things correctly, there are some things that we did not do correctly. So this is why we draw the game. Huh? So yeah, it's painful. And it's sad that the boys didn't get the 3 points and only got one. But I think they gave their best. They gave their best, and with that, I'm happy.
If I can just ask something away from the game, a different topic. You know, you guys made a move this afternoon, sending Austin out to Vancouver and acquiring Kemba. Can you maybe just talk us through what that move is going to do for your team over the next few weeks, and just maybe is it difficult to say goodbye to someone like Austin who's been at this club for a while?
Yeah, well, of course, in football, it's not only situations in the pitch; it's situations outside the pitch about the transfers, about the possibilities, the opportunities that the team have to exchange players and get new ones. There have been a lot of signings in these 2-3 days. So we had that opportunity to strengthen our midfield. Kembo is a player that plays 2 or 3 different positions. On the left, he has been playing in the USL for a long time, many games. He has not been having minutes in Vancouver, so we saw the option and we took it. Everything to help the team in the last games. So let's see how he comes. Let's see how he can compete for a position in York. And of course, he's very happy to be here. About Richie, well, it's a good opportunity for Austin to play more. In this team, it was going to be difficult for him to have minutes. But yeah, I mean, Richie is a great player. He has a good name. He has a good CV, a good resume in football. And he's going to do well in Vancouver for sure.
Thank you.
Thanks, Charlie. Tom.
I think a staple of a lot of winning teams is kind of a next man up mentality, and it definitely felt that way with Shola coming in and very, very tiny finish, you know, with Brian Rice still injured.
Yeah.
The team couldn't really find too much clinical moments today, but Shola really coming through, so what was your thoughts on him today?
Well, Shola does what I tell him to do. I mean, Shola is a young boy that he obeys tactical instructions in a perfect way. Sometimes the action is not perfect or not excellent, but he does what I tell him to do. And I told him today he was going to have 2 or 3 opportunities with the goalkeeper, and he did. He did. He was dangerous. He was making runs behind Mo. He was having these overloads on the right with Max Ferrari, and making diagonals on the corner. He fought, and he believed that he could do it, and he scored. So, yeah, when he went in Calvario, he also scored. And when he went in Halifax, he made a good move in order for us to score. So he's dangerous. He's a dangerous little boy, little guy. And but he needs to work on the defense. He needs to work on many, many phases of the game in order for him to be consistent, in order for him to be regular and, of course, mature in the game. He's very young, so let's just give him time. Yeah.
Defensively, at times, it maybe seemed a little bit unstable. I know right before the half, that goal, a few guys seemed a bit maybe disoriented, weird about where attackers were, and then late on, I'm sure you almost got a heart attack when Reserves out just missed the chip from halfway line. So I'm just wondering if maybe what you saw kind of defensively, and especially as the back line is good?
No, the defense I have is the best, man. It's the best. It's the best of the league. We have really good center backs, and we have really good defensive line. You know why I say this is because whoever plays, the defense is very solid in many, many games. You know, we haven't conceded more than two goals in all the season, right? I mean, I don't remember one game that we conceded more than two, and we have been having clean sheets. Yeah, of course they have their situations like everyone else. It's no normal thing, but Frank's not there. Noah's not there. Osvaldo is a warrior. He's a warrior. He gives everything. And Niall is a player that is growing very fast in helping the team. So Orlando is also very good in the left. He stopped the right winger in many, many moments of the game. And Max Ferrari, we know Max Ferrari. Elijah was dropping into the defensive line to make three in many moments with the ball and without the ball. And Marquez did a great job defensively. So this compact block of defense roles that we have are doing a good job. Unlucky today, Voller does very good movements with their wingers a lot of times. So it's troubling. The opponent is important also. No, but I really like my defense, and I'm happy with their performance.
Thank you, Benjamin.
Any other questions in the room, Brandon? I think it was maybe very characterized as a very steady game for York tonight, especially in position, or in possession, and building up in positional sort of sequences. Just maybe wanted to get your opinion tonight on how the wide players played, both on the overlap as well as in the channels. Jorge made a really good run on the outside for, I think, the one that Shola just missed the ball and went underneath it. And then obviously the goal that he did score, the assist from crosses and perhaps from the right side as well. Just maybe what you thought of how your team played sort of in the wide space.
Well, today was an example and a good performance and a really good and clear game. That the game plan was executed as I trained. We wanted to exploit those channels on the outside, and of course the pockets where Guzman and Shola were coming inside in order to give space for the overlap to Orlando and Max. So these overloads on the side were important because the two wingers from Voller were not chasing back so much, so we knew we could damage them in that situation because they are very steady in the middle with the two center midfielders and the two strikers and the two center backs all together, so there's no space right there. So for me, our team, York, did as it was told, as we trained, and the execution was very well. Yeah, we could have had more luck in some actions and some situation, like the one you're saying of the cross that he just for inches he couldn't take it. But it's football, so I'm happy with the performance. I'm happy with the willingness to execute the game plan. I'm happy with the understanding of what we do in the faces, and I'm happy with the pressing. We pressed 100 minutes. We were very strong, and GPS are we are always every week we're breaking records of the sprints, of the accelerations, of the high speed runnings. The team is running a lot, and for me it's growing. So we're gonna do our best to try to compete with Coventry next week and all these difficult games that we have ahead. We have three finals, and we're gonna try to make the best of it, and try to get to the best
we can. And I guess maybe one question I'd off as well. You speak about these records in training and the GPS and the stats side. You mentioned quite a few stats at the very beginning of the press conference, and I think the one that caught my eye tonight was 28 touches in the opposition box for York. Seeing how
collective the forwards for tonight, not just the forwards of everyone in the sort of forward areas when you guys were in possession. Just curious on, obviously, next week is a new week and every week is a new week, but how much does that give for you, you know, moving forward into next week and into the sort of run into the season with the final few games?
Yeah.
To know that the team is sort of, you know, gelling and playing so well together.
Yeah, well, I heard a coach once say, my job is to take them to the box. And then from there, things happen. They make decisions, defenders get to the place to avoid a goal, the goalkeeper saves very well, etc., etc. Our job as a staff, as a coaching staff, is to execute the functionality of the team in order for us to have more opportunities and approximations to the box in order to score more goals. But then we have to find the right place in the right moment and the players need to be sharp in order to score these goals. So that also is my responsibility, but yeah, I can't do a lot in the box at that moment. They have been scoring great goals, and well, today was not the day to score more goals than one. But I think the goals are there. They're gonna come if we continue doing what we do.
Okay, guys. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Recording stopped.
Ciao.
Thank you, gents.